A city is stronger together. So let's hear from the business and community leaders that keep Milwaukee on the upswing. Presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now here's the host that's always on the upswing, WTMJ's Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
All right, welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Nothing says community like college. In just about 10 days or so, the 25th president of Marquette University, Dr. Kimo Ayun, will celebrate his inauguration at the university. And this week, we're recording this today. 1 year ago, the head women's basketball coach, Kara Consuegra, was named the helm of the program, had a stellar first year. Today in studio, both Dr. Ayun and Coach Consuegra join us. Academics, athletics, excellence. For me, it's all about lifelong learning, and I truly admire what you both do each and every day. So we're going to have a fun discussion around recruitment, retention, and the importance of universities to not only Milwaukee, but really to any community. Coach, I want to just start with you. You made a return to Marquette after being an assistant coach, kind of a homecoming. I love the the boomerang model for recruitment and retention for communities. You were here, you went away, you had a bunch of success, you learned new things, but then you were drawn back. What drew you back to Milwaukee and Marquette?
Well, I think I really, honestly, always had my eye on the opportunity to return if it would come. And when I was first hired here the first time around, I was a young pup, you know, very young. And Marquette helped build me and helped me become the coach and the person that I am, and really believed in the values at Marquette, and took that with me at my first coaching job as a head coach. And I think that's really what brings me back here. You know, this job is a calling for me, but I want to be around the right people, and I want to be in a place that's aligned with who I am, and I believe that's Marquette. Like, we want to create student-athletes aligned with our mission, women that are for others and serve others, women that embrace this holistic approach, that want to be challenged in all areas, and then go out and be the difference. And so those are all taglines of Marquette, but those are all things that I believe in, and we teach our student-athletes. So it was a really easy decision to come back home.
And in your, six, seven seasons as an assistant, you live that each and every day at the school.
No doubt. I had a great leader in Terry Mitchell, who was previous head coach, and you know, she really taught me those values. And you know, part of why I was at Marquette as an assistant for 7 years, that doesn't always happen either. I had opportunities to leave, but I loved it here. I love the community. I love the university, and I love the alignment. And I think that's just so important for success.
Dr. Ayun, talk about the ability to attract strong coaches and champions back to the school. I mean, it's mission-based, but there's opportunity everywhere, and there's just so much competition for talent.
Yeah, one of the things we really appreciate is our mission. At the university, we talk about serving God, and we do that through the transformation of our students' lives. We take that very seriously. It's about working, creating a family community, wanting people to be better. And when you're part of the community and you see that, and you see how much people really care about that. And like Coach says, we talk about men and women for and with others, setting the world on fire. That's something we've been living out for 144 years. And anytime you have someone who's been through that experience, they taste it, they want to come back, they want to be part of it. And I think that's been kind of the secret sauce about Marquette.
Yeah. Well, it absolutely worked for you, Coach. Coach of the Year in the Big East. Co-Coach of the Year in the Big East. Congratulations. You had a great first season. You came into Marquette. You had to recruit a lot of players. Just talk about the first year at the helm of the program.
I mean, we feel really good about our first year. I think so much of our message around the first year is we wanted to build and not rebuild. I think there was a big thought around a lot of people that it would be a rebuilding year for us because of what you mentioned. When I was hired, we had six players on the roster. We had to try to fill the roster. We had to hire staff. There was so much new. We were really young and inexperienced. But I didn't want that to be an excuse, because at Marquette, our standard is excellence. And so, you know, we really got our players and our staff to buy into the message of we're building. And so that was our focus in the first year: build a culture, build a foundation, build a strong team of young women who are going to compete hard and make this community proud. And our kids bought into that, and they did it. And we found a lot of success through our values and through our culture, which made it even more rewarding.
Yeah. And, you know, you made the postseason. Tough game to James Madison. Lost in overtime there. James Madison went on, lost to Belmont, who eventually lost to the champion, Minnesota. But as you take that and package that postseason experience, how does that look for possible recruits? Are you on the road now talking about that experience, or what does it look like from a recruiting model for you right now?
Well, I think that's important. Every player, you hope, wants to win and be part of a competitive situation. And I think for us, being picked to finish 10th in the Big East, which is second to last, and finishing fourth, we were on the NCAA bubble for a long time. And then had the opportunity to play in the WBIT, which is a great tournament sponsored by the NCAA. For a young squad, it was important for us. And I think it showed that through belief and hard work and being connected as a team, you can accomplish really great things. And we gain, you know, as a competitor, you always want to win more. But we gain great experience in what it feels like to play in postseason that we hope will carry on to next year and will continue to help us with recruiting to bring in more winners.
Yeah. Dr. Ayin, you're nearing an admissions deadline now. It's springtime. I'm a parent of a 17-year-old. We're looking for next year for colleges. It's a big time in the high school student's life. What does recruitment look like for you right now? And I want to talk to you then a little bit about scholarships.
Yeah, May 1, big deadline.
Yeah.
We talk about momentum at Marquette, and we have a lot of momentum right now. And I think part of that would be the applications is what we call top of the funnel. So mm-hmm. The first thing you need to do is get a lot of applications. We are at an all-time high of applications in the last decade, which means people from other places want to come to Marquette. They understand the value of the education, about how we transform lives. And we've really been focused on expanding our footprint. So, you know, we have a national reputation. And so we're looking at about is how do we nationally get a greater number of students? And so focusing on Washington and Arizona and the Carolinas and Florida and Texas, in addition to Illinois and Wisconsin. So a lot of things happen at the very end. We have about 60% of our class that we want to get next year. Our target's about 1,950 first-time students. And so we're about a little over 1,100 students. We feel good where we are at. You might find this hard to believe, but most of the decisions are made in the last 2 days before May the 1st.
All right. What does it look like from a scholarship standpoint as families are having that conversation? What's that percentage at Marquette?
Yeah, we have we're fortunate. We just finished a campaign June, and we raised just over $800 million, about $330 million for student scholarships. So our donors and alumni really care about giving scholarships. The majority of our students receive some sort of scholarship. They vary in the amount. Some of them, you know, might get a $5,000 scholarship. Some of them will get a full ride scholarship to the university. So it's across the board, but we find most of the students who are very high academic achievers are going to find something that the university can give them as a result of our generous benefactors.
All right. We are here with Dr. Kimo Ayun, 25th president at Marquette University, and the women's head coach, Kara Consuegra. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. I want to continue to talk about the education and recruitment and retention in Milwaukee. Dr. Ayun, you look at transformational education, and that's what pretty much every university says it does. But how do you ensure when a parent comes to you and says, hey, I want my kid to be a problem solver. I want my kid to be an agent of change. How are you delivering on that promise at Marquette?
You know, it starts from the Catholic Church talks about faith and reason, philosophy and theology. That's the centerpiece of what we do. So we rest on the ideas. We're not going to tell our students what to think, but we're going to teach them how to think. We're going to teach them to solve problems we don't even know exist right now. So I tell the parents that we rest on a Catholic Jesuit education. The Jesuit education has been around for hundreds of years, and they produce quality thinkers. When I need to point to some other things, and we don't do things for the rankings, but the rankings suggest that we're doing a really good job. And so I say things like, like 17th best in undergraduate teaching in the country, 12th best in providing our students internship opportunities, 6th best in the country in our students getting full-time employment in their area of study upon graduation. And we're number one in service to the community. So think about that. Our students are doing more service than any other school in the country. So I tell parents, if you want them truly to be the difference, if you want them to think about others, if you want them to be change makers, a place like Marquette gives them that opportunity.
Yeah. And Coach, so on your side, as you're recruiting potential students, student athletes, what are you selling from a Milwaukee and Marquette standpoint?
Well, I think a lot of what Kimo just said, like, Marquette is different. It's special. And when you step on campus, you can feel it. And for us, we want student athletes that come to Marquette and want the entire package. To us, obviously, basketball is really important here. Mm-hmm. And our student athletes also can feel that when they walk into the Al McGuire Center. But it's not just about that here. And in college athletics right now, there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of shiny things. But, you know, at the same time, we're looking for high culture, high character, young women that, again, want to be pushed in every area of their life. And I tell players all the time, don't come to Marquette if you don't want to work, if you don't want to be challenged, whether that's in the Al McGuire Center or that's across the street in every academic campus building there is. And so that's what we're looking for, and that's what we sell. We don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
And because of that, we're able to bring in some really high character young women.
Very good. So you mentioned, and this is for both of you, really. I mean, it's an interesting time in higher education. It's an interesting time in the world. It always is. And that's what makes it fun and gives us all these opportunities and challenges. But from a higher education standpoint, Dr. Ayun, there's a lot of uncertainty. You have some declining enrollment just from what's happening population base, some unpredictable nature of government support, maybe a little donor fatigue at certain schools. How does Marquette navigate kind of the uncertainty of the funding world?
Yeah. First, we stick to the basics. We stick to who we are. So we understand we are called to transform the lives of our students. And so we keep first and foremost, how are we ensuring a quality student experience? High impact practices, making sure they have the right spaces to learn, making sure they have the right faculty there to be able to teach them. So it's showing as to why we are a better option than other universities. There was a recent study done, and it's not at all about how much you make. That's part of it. We want our students to lead a fulfilled life. But in a recent study, Marquette undergraduates make 44% more over their lifetime than the average college graduate around the country. So we were able to point to some very tangible things that say, we are a quality institution that can help you to get to where you want to go.
All right. Coach, on your end, you're dealing with a lot of changes in athletics, NIL, kind of the transfer portal. How does that impact what you're looking for in a recruit?
Well, I couldn't agree more with our president here. We're very much aligned.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's lots of kids that you get on the phone with them and the first thing they do is ask you about the money. And if they do that with me, I hang up. You know, and I think students should be paid. I think student athletes should be paid.
Mm-hmm.
I am on that side. But that, to me, should not be the priority to come here.
Yeah.
It should be an important piece. But the overall mission of our university and who we want and how we want to transform their lives, we're looking for those student athletes.
Yeah.
And because they fit. They fit our culture. They fit where we're going. They fit, you know, the coaching that they're going to get. They're going to fit the demanding standard of excellence that we have here. So it's an important piece of what we're doing. It's not the only piece. And so we believe and continue to be transformational through all these changes, and we're going to do that for as long as possible.
Yeah, and I truly believe everything you say. Take Marquette or athletics out of it. Community is so central to business and government today. Like, it is all about kind of finding that connection, finding that higher calling. And you're going to have all those challenges and opportunities thrown at you. But if you know who you are and you're about a greater good, you're going to be able to break through walls. And that's what it's all about. All right. When I want to do a little specific Milwaukee talk to wrap this up here. You're recruiting not only to come to a beautiful campus right off outside of downtown Milwaukee, but you're recruiting people, young student athletes, to come to Marquette to be a part of Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Dr. Ayun, a lot of amazing history here, some unique opportunities and challenges. What do you see first as Marquette's kind of role in building a better community in Milwaukee?
Yeah, there's a reason why Catholic Jesuit universities are mostly located in the inner city, like Marquette, sitting out right on the edge of the downtown area. We're called to walk with our community, not to solve problems, but to walk with others and say, how can we help to get to the place that you want to get to? Mm-hmm. I belong to the Greater Milwaukee Committee, just a great group mm-hmm. that's thinking about how we're going to lift up Milwaukee together. I recently had the Archbishop Grob on campus last week, and we talked about our shared desire to continue to lift up Milwaukee. So it's always going to be in partnership with others. It's always going to be about listening to people in the community and saying, what expertise and what talent do we have to be able to contribute how we are able?
Yeah. I mean, it's a collaborative nature to what Milwaukee does, I think. I saw you were at Mount Mary recently, too, talking to the president there. Like, how does that look like from a collaborative nature with other colleges and universities?
Yeah, you know, just yesterday, we have a series of colleges that we get together because we're looking about Southeast Wisconsin and AI, and what are we going to do to be able to build that, to create a pipeline of talent, to be able to retain it in Milwaukee. And so that's like we're actively working. We have to work together. That's the only way we're going to be able to solve our problems. Later on, I'm in a tech transfer again with MCW, UW Milwaukee, ourselves, and we're talking about what do we do to create the opportunities for tech transfer of what we're doing on our universities to help businesses in Milwaukee. It's all about working together.
All right. Can I wrap this up and do a little rapid-fire Milwaukee questions for both of you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Coach Kara Consuegra, women's coach, Marquette University. All right. So what's the first place in Milwaukee that you're going to take someone that has never been here? Not somewhere on campus, but what's that first place that you can give, oh, wow, here's the Milwaukee awe factor?
I would take them to a Brewers game.
All right.
I mean, I want to say Miller Park. I know it's not called that anymore. What is it? American Family Field?
American Family Field.
Tailgate. I mean, yes. What's more Milwaukee than that?
Very good. Community building. Dr. Ayun, same question.
Summerfest.
All right. That's good. I like it. Favorite pizza place? Coach?
Barbieri's Italian Inn on Blue Mountain.
Oh, nice.
Little hole in the wall.
All right.
Ian's.
Ian's Pizza. And there's one on campus, too.
Yes.
That's a little hidden gem on campus. I'm just going to throw that out there. All right. Define Milwaukee in three words. You have a parent in front of you, coach, that's saying, all right, tell me what Milwaukee is, but drill it down. Make it easy for me.
That's hard. Three words. Okay. I would say friendly. I would say diverse. And I would say blue-collar, hardworking, humble. Can you put those all
in? Very good.
One?
Yeah, I can make those into three.
Okay.
Dr. Ayun?
Community. Friendly. Unassuming.
All right. Very good. I like it. I like it. I always say lack of pretense. Because it kind of, I don't know if that's strong enough, but it makes people think, all right, wow, there's a realness to this city that you can only experience once you live here. I got to get you here, and then you're going to experience it, and you're going to be like, wow. There is community here like no other place. A hidden gem spot, just one of those places that you love, maybe you only know about. You still kind of want to make it a secret, but hey, this is my community gem. Coach?
I don't know if this is a hidden spot, but Oscar's on Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
We think it's the best burgers in the city.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. Dr. Ayun?
Tsunami. It's a seafood Mexican restaurant near the airport. They have a few locations. My wife and I are from California. We took about 5 years to try all of the Mexican food in the Milwaukee area. That's the most authentic food that we have personally found.
Very good. Finally, I got a final question for both of you. Define success. Coach?
For me, success is transforming the young lives of women to go out and make a difference.
She stole my answer. But I would say is, in addition, transforming, deepening the faith of our students.
Very good. Dr. Kimo Ayun, Kara Consuegra, Marquette University, I appreciate your time. Go forth. Set the world on fire.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're thankful for our partnership with Horicon Bank. They're doing banking differently, always there to serve you and your business.